grieved. The rain that poured out of the wounded sky fell red as blood, and sizzled, burning on land, on sea, so that the air smelled of its boiling. It would be cold, ever after, the night of sorrows. And those who dared speak of it spoke of the sorcerer who stood tall on the high cliff, with the bloody rain soaking his cloak, running down his lean face like death's tears, as he dared both heaven and hell. His name was Hoyt, and his family, the McKinney, who were said to be descended from Morgan, fairy queen and goddess. His power was great, but still young as he was young. He wielded it now with a passion that gave no room to caution, to duty, to light. It was his sword and his lance. What he called in that terrible storm was death. While the wind shrieked, he turned, putting his back to the tumultuous sea. What he had called stood on the high ground. She, for she had been a woman once, smiled. Her beauty was impossible and cold as winter. Her eyes were tenderly blue, her lips pink as rose petals, her skin milk white. When she spoke, her voice was music, a siren's who had already called countless men to their doom. "You're rash to seek me out. Are you impatient, McKinney, for my kiss?"
"You are what killed my brother."
"Death is..." Heedless of the rain, she pushed back her hood. "Complex. You are too young to understand its glories. What I gave him is a gift, precious and powerful."
"You damned him."
"Oh." She flicked a hand in the air. "Such a small price for eternity. The world is his now, and he takes whatever he wants. He knows more than you can dream of. He's mine now, more than he was ever yours."
"Demon, his blood is on your hands, and by the goddess I will destroy you."
She laughed gaily, like a child promised a particular treat. "On my hands, in my throat, as mine is in his. He is like me now, a child of night and shadow. Will you also seek to destroy your own brother, your twin?" The ground fog boiled black, folded away like silk as she waded through it. "Oh, I smell your power, and your grief, and your wonder. Now, on this place I offer this gift to you. I will make you once more his twin, Hoyt of the McKinneys. I will give you the death that is unending life."
He lowered his staff, stared at her through the curtain of rain. "Give me your name."
She glided over the fog now, her red cloak billowing back. He could see the white swell of her breasts round in ripely over the tightly laced bodice of her gown. He felt a terrible arousal, even as he scented the stench of her power. "I have so many," she countered, and touched his arm. How had she come so close? With just the tip of her finger. "Do you want to say my name as we join? To taste it on your lips, as I taste you?" His throat was dry, burning. Her eyes, blue and tender, were drawing him in to drown.
I want to know what my brother knows."
She laughed again, but this time there was a throatiness to it, a hunger that was an animal's hunger, and those soft blue eyes began to rim with red. "Jealous?" She brushed her lips to his, and they were cold, bitter cold, and still so tempting. His heart began to beat hard and fast in his chest.
"I want to see what my brother sees."
He laid his hand on that lovely white breast and felt nothing stir beneath it.
"Give me your name."
She smiled, and now the white of her fangs gleamed against the awful night. "It is Lilith who takes you. It is Lilith who makes you. The power of your blood will mix with mine, and we will rule this.